public hearing to hear comments and concerns regarding a request to amend the City of Marshall Code of Ordinances to include a fence ordinance for the city. Is there a motion to open our hearing?
So moved, Jeff. Second.
Roll call. Craig Thompson. Brandt.
Yes.
Hagadorn.
Yes.
Hendricks.
Yes.
Aaron's.
Yes.
Leon Thompson.
Yes.
Hines.
Yes.
Guthrie.
Yes.
Does anyone, Mr. Morgan, do you want to say anything before you begin, or does anybody have comments or concerns regarding this imposed ordinance?
Madam Mayor, do you want the council to wait until the end for this council to make comments, or would you rather have us do it now during this public session?
I'm going to go ahead and do it now.
Your Honor, if I may, what is the ordinance, what is the fence ordinance now?
It just, what it will direct is guidelines and such for fences in within the city limits.
I firmly object to this. I mean, as a property owner, I just don't think the city has the right to come on your property and tell you how high your fence can be, or how far back it needs to be, or what it, how it needs to be made. I think that ought to be the property owner's decision. And I just don't think that the city has a right to impose, like, homeowner association rules and regulations on property owners. I think property owners should have a say in what's on their property, and they shouldn't, it shouldn't be dictated by the city. And I live, my name's Susan Hine. I live at 523 East Slater Street. So we started out as residential, as agriculture out there, and we're not agriculture anymore. And we just see more and more and more rules and regulations imposed on us. And that, you know, wasn't why we bought houses in Marshall.
What was your address, Susan?
523 East Slater Street.
Thank you.
And see, my lots run all the way back to state. But a 24-inch fence is not going to keep anything in or out. So if I would fence in my back lot to keep the kids out, or the dog, neighbor dogs or whatever out, a 24-inch fence can't keep anything out. There's just a lot of these regulations I've read through that I just don't agree with.
Mike, is it correct? It's 42, isn't it?
There are areas at 42 front yards, 42 inches. Others are 6 foot. Chain links are 48 inches tall. And so, yeah, you can have 6 foot fences.
But not if I fence across the back, which is a vacant lot, it can't be over 24 inches tall.
No, I believe that can probably be 6 feet tall. If that's the back of your yard, it goes all the way through to the other street, yeah, and it's all one parcel, then that could be 6 foot tall.
Well, that wasn't the way I read the ordinance, but like I said, there's just a whole lot of things in here I just don't agree with. And I just don't think the city has a right to tell property owners what they can do with their property. You know, it's not a, Marshall shouldn't be a homeowners association. If people want to live in an area that has all these rules and regulations, they should move to an area that hasn't. But it shouldn't be the whole city that has to abide by them.
Mike, I have a couple questions on section two, actually section three. I wasn't clear on if these were grandfathered in existing fences, because it seems like it states the opposite of the two sentences back to back.
Say that again, Kurt.
Section three in the first, and make sure I got this right. Article two, no, sorry. Yeah, Article two, section three. The requirement is section shall not be applied to walls or buildings, portions, retaining walls below grade of one or both sides, or any fence or wall construction prior to the effective date of this ordinance. That sounds like existing fences are grandfathered in.
Correct.
And the very next one says any fence legally erected prior to this effective date. and not in compliance with this provision of this section shall be considered non-conforming structure.
Still grandfathered in, however, they would be classified as a non-conforming fence, which just means they don't conform with the regulations of this ordinance. But they would still be, remain in effect until such time as they have to be replaced or repaired or something of that nature. So they would still be grandfathered in.
So they are grandfathered in. Okay.
Does that mean that the one on Eastwood we've had such issues with would be grandfathered in as it stands?
Correct. Yes.
What problem are we solving?
Well, this some of the issues with fences throughout the community over the years are the condition in which they are when they're put up. Pallet fences is a good example.
Yeah.
Fences that are privacy fences that are installed on the property line. We've had people call police on their neighbors because they can't work on that side of the fence because now they're trespassing. So if they have to repair the fence, and in here it talks about fences that require maintenance on both sides. We need some space there for people to do that. So if they can't do that, those are some of the consequences we are facing in the community with neighbors that don't necessarily get along. And so that's kind of the reasoning behind that. And then fences over time, just that, they need maintenance. Chain link fences require no maintenance really to speak of, so put them on the property line, they're fine. If you put a 6-foot fence in your front yard, and say you have a 6-foot fence on both sides of it, it just cuts those people off from the world. There's a reason for the 42 inches in the front yard.
Yeah.
So you don't put people in tunnels back in there. So those are some of the reasoning behind the ordinance itself, and try to get people to maintain the fences over time in a reasonable fashion. We do have a lot of dangerous fences, wire, barbed wire, those kind of things that would not be permitted to be if you were to put them in today. Yeah. They're close to sidewalks, close to streets. Those are the kind of things we'd like to not see happen in the future with these fences. But again, all those fences are still grandfathered in.
Yeah.
I know one of the things, Mike, that came up were Councilman Aaron's at planning and zoning where this was deliberated and passed on to the council was this safety. Mr. Morgan started bringing up the safety factor. It establishes a site triangle, like when people do, if they would put a fence in the front yard and it's right by an intersection at the corner, whether or not you can see past it when you come up and proceed further.
That I can understand, especially on a corner when you're trying to turn in oncoming traffic, and a 6-foot fence is going to impede you from doing that, or you might be able to see anything. I also have a concern with the young lady in the back I don't know if it's our position to determine fence A from fence B, meaning there was one section if it has had a top rail, and I drove around yesterday and saw a lot of fences that might not be to my liking, but certainly did the trick for that scenario, but didn't have a top rail. So when they change that or maintain that, then they're going to put in a top rail in that, and I'm not sure I'm comfortable forcing them to do that. Pallet fences, I agree with. You know, something that's keeping out us from seeing if there's any violations. I understand that concept and that theory as well, but you know, barbed wire fences, are we talking about just a cattle fence with one barbed wire at the top all the way around? Is that a barbed wire fence?
That would be considered barbed wire. It would be. And the location, it's permitted, just the location. You don't want it accessible to kids. So there, if you look at this, it talks about being 5 feet away from a sidewalk or something, and or certain areas like industrial, whether it be 6 feet off the ground, something of that nature, to keep them out of the reach of people for a safety factor. The top rail.
Yeah.
On fences, I've inspected some properties where they don't have a top rail on a chain link fence, and they actually got pushed over by the dogs they were trying to contain.
Yeah.
They weren't strong enough to keep the dogs there. So as they got on the fence, they just pushed it down. It wouldn't resist them. So those are some of the reasons for the top rail. If you'll notice in the ordinance, talk about the manufacturers and recommendations on how you build fences. If you ask the manufacturer of a chain link fence, they would tell you they recommend that you use a top rail on it just for that reason. It won't do its job if it doesn't have some support there at the very top of it.
Yeah, sure. Understood. I guess my concern is, as I drove around yesterday, I saw a lot more violations of junk and weeds and yards than I did fences. And do we have the manpower? Are we fully staffed for two now? I'm not sure, ? Do we have the manpower to enforce this ordinance, and do we want everything in this existing ordinance to pass?
Well, one of my concerns is the 30-inch setback. If you have two houses now, that's going to be 5 feet alleyways on the sides of the house, on the backs of the house. So we're just going to have these alleyways where, I mean, that becomes kind of a safety issue of, you know, a 6-foot-high privacy fence, and we can just have anybody walking around those properties. And then there's the who takes care of the property in between. You know, you're going to have grass growing, weeds growing in between the fences, you know, in that 5-foot area. So I think those are, you know, I have a concern about how far back there are on the property.
Can I say something about this?
Yes, sir.
So some of you know me, some of you don't. My name is J.L. Waters, and I'm a small contractor here in town. And last year we started doing fences. The reason I even started was to take care of my father that was dying of cancer. We got really big into it towards the end of the year. We started traveling from town to town with it, and this year we've been very, very swamped until the last 2 weeks with COVID has really set in and hindered our materials getting. But as I go through, and I've dealt and worked with Mike, I've met with Mike numerous times on other jobs and properties for customers, and I understand the reasoning of why this 30-inch deal is, but at the same time, it doesn't bother me either way, because I'm going to get paid on the job whether I do it in 30 inches or if I go all the way up to the property line. But one thing I can tell you is some of the places where it's already being implemented, people are not taking care of that 30 inches. Some people only own a rider mower, so they cannot fit in there. And some of my customers have said, I don't want to do that because I don't have a mower, and I just have to go buy another mower. And I just spent whatever my stimulus or whatever money to get a new mower or whatever to do the fence. The other issue is, I've ran into zero issues except for one person who was in Carrollton that didn't like their neighbor. So I don't know. I know that's a possibility. I know that is a very big deal. But I guess what I'm trying to say is as a contractor looking in and talking and getting to know these customers personally, people I don't know, people I do know, you know, some people take really good care of the property, some do not. Chain links, as a lawn company that I do mow, people do not take care of their chain links. There are few and far between that do. People don't like chemicals, so they won't spray weed killer in the bottom of the chain link, so then they grow up with trees, they look like crap. My own neighbor over on Yerby, next to my Yerby property, the chain link, I cut it down every year. He's an old man, he's got MS, he can't get around very good. I don't want him to get in trouble, so I go over when I got time and I clean it out. But it is an absolute pain in the rear to clean out. All these older fences, it's been there forever, when they do get grown up and you try to clean them out. Has anyone ever tried to clean out a chain link fence that's had trees and shrubs? So it's impossible without tearing up the fence. So then when you tear up the fence, it looks like crap. So most people just try not to, you know, if it gets out of control because of their health, or they can't do the weather, they can't afford to hire someone like me to come in and do it, then, you know, then it gets out of hand on them. So then when we come in, if someone finally does come in and clean it up, then it's going to tear up the fence taking it out, but they cannot afford to fix it. This chain link isn't that cheap anymore. Nothing to do with fencing or anything right now is not cheap, but even prior to COVID, it wasn't the cheapest thing. The privacy fence deal, you know, I'm talking about the height restrictions without looking in for you guys. I have two customers that I power washed and stained their fences this year. 10-foot tall privacy fence. So I don't know, you know, like I don't know if why all of a sudden it's an issue. One lady wants it because she cannot stand her neighbor. Her neighbor's backyard, I thought she was lying to me. I get over there, she's like, I think I'm going to look in my neighbor's backyard. I said, well, how come? She's like, there's trash everywhere. I get there, walk behind this lady's house, and I can completely understand why she doesn't want to see her neighbor's backyard. There was nothing. There was probably 70 bags of trash strung out, dogs torn throughout the backyard of this chain link fence. It was all stuck in the fence. It blows through onto her. She's like, I don't care how much it costs. I want a fence that I don't want to even see his roof of his house. And she sits up on a hill overlooking this neighbor on Englewood. So we did. We built her a nice, I think it was a 7 or 8 foot fence, so all she could see, I think we ended up only seeing the tip of the roof of the neighbor behind them. The other issue with this is that her neighbor decides he always wants to jump the chain link fence and come over. So she let it all grow up to create a barrier to keep this person out of her yard. She's an old lady, she's retired, her husband's in a rest home, she lives by herself. That didn't work for her. So the guy could cut down a path so he can jump across the fence. All I'm saying is that I think there should be implements put in place so that people take care of their fences, keep it looking nice. But at the same time, I don't see that. I hear the same story from every customer. We've done a couple thousand linear feet of fencing just in the last month. And the same story I get from every customer is I tell them, look, they're coming to move your fences in. They want to move the fences in because the people don't get along with their neighbors for maintenance reasons. And she said, well, can we get it done? Every one of them, I say, I try to recommend them to go ahead and move it now, because if this gets implemented today, it's already in place. And if they have to repair their fence later, then they have to move it if it wasn't already moved in 30 inches. And every one of them had fought me too. I actually lost two jobs trying to push to get them to come in 30 inches. And I lost the work to an outside contractor out of Kansas City that charged them way more money than I was going to. So took money off my table, which right now isn't a huge issue, but I can't get material for the next 8 jobs because no lumber yard has materials. I can't get posts, I can't get panels. I have a semi-load of materials that have been bought and paid for. I can't even get them. I don't even know where they're at or when I'm gonna get them. So those two jobs could have carried me the next month. You know what I mean? But I was trying to push to help with this ordinance. I didn't push real hard, but I was trying to just, you know, try to make this an easy transition, and it's not gonna work. I've told every one of my customers they need to be here today. Obviously, they're not here, and I understand that. Some people don't have a lot of faith in their voice to be here. But as a contractor coming in, that I plan on staying here full-time and doing this, I don't think all these regulations in this paperwork is 100% true to the homeowner. I understand where it's coming from in the city, cleaning things up. There's a heck of a lot worse issues in this town that need to be addressed more than a fence right now. I do agree that some fences need to be taken out, but you can't take barbed wire out. Who lives on Eastwood here? Mr. Guthrie. Planting good. You, Dan, Dan. You guys plant a garden? You plant a garden? How hard is it to keep the deer out of your garden? Have you had much trouble this year?
Got some good spray.
Okay. Our neighbor, where Homie Heinzer lives, he put up one heck of a fence before he had to move. I don't remember the gentleman's name, but he had such deer problems. He built one heck of a cage fence around there.
That was a big fence.
It would not have wanted to pass. These guidelines would have not been okay with it. And it was nice. This guy was OCD. Nice. And we spent quality money. It was a nice looking fence. But these guidelines wouldn't have worked. There's other people that have gardens in town. There's so many deer. I mean, I live on Eastwood. My backyard neighbors, they can't keep hostas because of deer. And they threatened to put barbed wire around their fence and put a couple strands high to keep deer out of it. All I'm saying is we need to look at this a little more carefully before we pass it today, because a lot of these things in this paperwork on this fence deal isn't 100% true to nobody. Whether you're in this office doing your work for the city or whether you're a homeowner, I don't think it's a great choice to vote on all this, to pass all this right now. So I would like for you guys to sit back, revisit this, maybe sit down. I'll be happy to sit down with you guys. I've taken a bunch of notes. I did not bring them. I literally came straight from the job here, and I'm trying to get to a softball game. But I'd be happy to sit down and try to figure out a better solution here. Mike, I'm not going against you. You and I've had this talk many times, but I've tried to ease customers, and they're saying, nope, I'm not giving up. Some people ain't got the room. 30 inches, guys. I have a huge backyard. I live on Eastwood. I just did a lady's fence the other day that literally was 125 linear feet. That was her entire backyard. Do you know how long 125 linear feet is? I bet it's smaller than this room right now. So if she takes 30 inches off of that, think about it. You know what I mean? I mean, I don't care. I'm not losing a whole lot of linear footage of money at $30 a linear foot. It's only probably only lost maybe 12 to 15 linear feet of a job, but for their homeowners' sake, they didn't have much to start with. Now you're taking 30 inches away. So most neighbors I see do get along. I have not come across the one that didn't like their neighbor, but it is a thing. It does happen. I understand that. We're in town. We're people. And as humans, we don't always get along. But at some point, you got to figure out what's going to weigh more. But if you talk about people trespassing to work on their fence, what about the people that walk through my yard? My insurance tells me if someone walks through my yard on Yerby Street and they get hurt, I'm in trouble. I'm liable for it. I have people that cross through my yard daily over there on my rental ground. It's my empty lot that I keep clean. But what am I going to do? Put up a fence around it and put a gate on it? I can't do that because of this new fence ordinance. That ain't even a possibility. But you know what I'm saying? People throw through people's lots and yards all the time, and I'm still liable. So a lot of people put up privacy fence to stop that. You know what I mean? And then now if they're trying to keep people off their property, now they got to suck it in 30 inches. What happens if they get hurt outside that fence and no one's seen it? There's nothing there. That's still that 30 inches rule. You know what I mean? So I just think that this isn't, shouldn't be voted on and decided today. I think there needs to be some more time spent on it. And as a contractor, a fencing contractor, I'd be happy to sit down with anybody that wants to go. We can go ride around, look at fences. We can sit down and come to the drawing board, come up with a better set of rules. But I don't think that everything in this will work for everybody in this room or in the city all at once. And not that any of it does, because there's too many different opinions. But I'm saying, I think we could shorten this up a little bit and mold it a little differently.
Thank you.
Gail, one thing I think is that the initial beginning of this whole process was to develop some kind of minimum standards for the kind of fence that's going to be built, because people have stacked pallets up next to each other and call that a fence. That's not a fence. It's a bunch of pallets stacked up to each other. And so, you know, and you're right. I mean, this is a big ordinance.
Yeah, that ordinance, I suck at reading and defining big words. That's not me. And math and hard work and a lot of work for anyone. But, you know, sit down and read through that. I mean, that's a heck of an ordinance just over a fence. I mean, I really think that there needs to be something implemented. It needs to look nice. It needs to be decent. You know, if Mike needs to come out, you know, and we need to get a broad spectrum there, because my likings of a fence and your all 7-year-old's likings of a fence might be totally different. You know what I mean? So, I think in a galvanized fence, I think it's the ugliest fence you can put up, in my opinion. And I wouldn't want that on my property for no, you know, for anybody, for anything. I don't care how cheap. I'd rather go black galvanized, because at least it's got some color and it's defined. But galvanized, it turns all crappy looking colors and grays and bleach spots all over it after time and wear. And it just looks like crap. But you know, that's just my opinion. You know, you guys might say that's a good looking fence as long as it's up and it could bind and fast and good.
But I think I just got one comment. I think what I heard from Mike was if it's a chain link fence, it doesn't require to be set back.
No, it doesn't.
Is that
right? No, it's not a maintenance fence.
Okay.
Yeah, I understand that.
Okay.
It's got to be a maintenance fence, but then you got picket fences that aren't but 42 inches tall. You know, so where does that lie? You know, that's the one that's a certain height, but yet it's a picket fence. It requires maintenance on both sides. So
that's what I struggle with, is which fences
so that's
are
what I'm
maintenance
saying.
On either side. Does a vinyl fence, does it require
that's
maintenance
power
on both
washing.
Sides?
You got, if someone takes care of their stuff, that's power washing. Keep mold off of it. I don't know plastic. I don't know any plastic vinyl of any sort of fencing that doesn't get mold on it. So, and it, you know, then you got weed eaters, but the weed eater, you know, that's another thing. People can maintain privacy fences a little better. I feel like they can spray it. It doesn't look so bad. It kind of blends in, you know, dead grass, dead weeds, and don't grow up as bad. But if anything, I think if you have to have a chain link fence, if it ain't clean, you get fined. I mean, you need to maintain that. But because that looks like crap when you got a chain link and crap growing all through it, you know what I mean? So.
Yeah, I like to spray mine, but my next door neighbor doesn't like the weed killer under the fence.
Well, yeah.
And it's a property line fence, so I quit spraying it. But, you know, it's still hard to maintain it when you don't spray it.
And see, that's the other thing. Like, a lot of my neighbors, a lot of the customers I have, for instance, I did one on Salt Pond. He was gonna bring it in 30 inches. He was fine with that. The neighbor next to him was not very happy with that. He said, why would you do that? It looks like crap. And so he threw a fit till we moved it back over. We redug 27 post holes and moved it back over to connect the fence, because he thought it looked like crap the way it was in there. He's like, that's going to be horrible to maintain. It looks like crap. We got a gap. And I tried to explain to him the new ordinance that was at hand to come out. And he said, there ain't no way. He said, I would rather me and my neighbor work together to have a nice conjoined fence through there and have one row of fencing versus two and a gap to mow every time.
Mike, is there a, when a fence is being built, can it be built exactly on the property line, or does it have to be on one side or the other so that somebody is an owner of that fence?
So it can be built on the line.
It can be built right on the line, so in essence, if we both become owners of it, regardless of who puts it in?
Usually what happens, and this is just general rule of thumb, it's kind of like the old farmer's fence deal, you know, the one on the right is your fence. And privacy fences usually, for instance, privacy fences, if the smooth side's facing in, to whatever house that's facing, that's their fence, usually. So then the neighbor hooks onto it, and he's got a choice. He can run a smooth side down through there, and usually they'll share the framing and the post. But whoever originally put that in, whatever house did, put the framing and the post in, and faces the smooth side in, that's their fence.
Smooth goes in?
Usually.
Always thought it went out.
Well, yeah, you don't want to look at the framing. I mean, you don't care what your neighbors look at on that side. You know, usually, you put the smooth side out to the front, usually, but that's the general, most people do that. They put all the smooth side in facing in, except on the front, they
have a fence, so I don't know.
Huh?
I said, I don't have a fence, so I don't know.
I have a chain link fence, and I hate it, and I can't wait to get rid of it, but I'm too busy working on everybody else's stuff to worry about mine, so. But anyways, I had a few minutes. I'm going to stop by.
Thank
Sorry
you.
To.
No, thank you.
You guys are welcome to come by one of our jobs anytime. Yep. We do a ride along. Just holler at me. I'm in town every day usually.
Yeah.
And I would be happy to go through it. So. Sorry, Mike.
It's all right, JF. Take care.
I tried. I'm trying to go your route. I got two of them. I said, let me just call him and he can get part of this too. They didn't want me to call you.
It's a long line.
Hey, that's why
you have
to have shoulders. We'll see
Thank
you guys
you.
Later. Have a good night.
Anyone else on the ordinance?
Well, as it's been brought up multiple times tonight, there's so many other things that need to be addressed right now. I don't know why I'm not focusing on what needs to be addressed. Brush piles 12 foot high, snake pits everywhere, flowers running out over the sidewalks, weeds out over the sidewalks. I mean, while we maintain what we have, we ran into this previously when they tried to pass the new ordinance, or they reviewed the new ordinance, how many people came and spoke up last time about the stuff that we're wanting to change, but we're not taking care of what we already have. I mean, everybody, you had a room full that made the paper, made everybody knew about it. I was one of the ones that y'all were trying to say, who can talk, I mean, how many people can live at home? I mean, every time a new ordinance comes out, we think we're fixing something, but we can't do anything with what we already have. So if we can't manage what we have, why are we going to add something else to the pot? Is this going to be something else that we're going to nitpick? We're going to find families that can't afford it, families we don't like. We're only going to find the people we want to find. If you're going to go through it, you're going to target people, target everybody equally. But I know some rich people, people with names in this community, they drive by, don't say nothing. But if you live over in a certain area of town, you ain't got no money, and they don't like it, you're getting a letter on your door once a week. So it just depends on who you are. I mean, if I was raised by a rich family with money, great. I'd never hear from it. If I came from a family like I came from, we get letters all the time. So, I mean, let's maintain what we have. Let's stop trying to add stuff if we can't keep up with what we already got going on. That's how I feel.
We should get letters. I just get it. No, anything else to add in the proposed fence ordinance? If not, I'll entertain a motion to close the hearing.
So given.
Second.
Roll call. Brandt?
Yes.
Hagedorn?
Yes.
Hendricks?
Yes.
Aarons?
Yes.
Leon Thompson?
Yes.
Hines?
Yes.
Guthrie?
Yes.
Craig Thompson?